Then the goddess scattered the mist that was about him, and Ulysses knew the land and kissed the ground. Then the two laid plans together. Athena said,
There are gathered in thy house many princes from Ithaca and from the neighboring islands, suitors of Queen Penelope. They say, Ulysses is dead, choose therefore a husband from our number. They spend their days at games and feasting, lording it over the servants of the house. Telemachus, now grown to manhood, is vexed at heart, for they waste his wealth, and he is not master even in his own house. Penelope delays making a choice among the suitors by saying, Haste not my marriage until I finish weaving this cloth to be a burial robe for Laertes, my husband's aged father. But for 3 years and more, she unraveled each night what she wove in the daytime. Now, however, they have discovered her trick, and insolently they demand that she make a choice. Thank you, Ulysses. How thou wilt lay hands on these men, suitors of thy wife, who for years have sat in thy house eating thy food and wasting thy goods. Ulysses answered,
Do thou help me now as of old in Troy. Truly I had perished but for thee, yet with thee at my side I would fight 300 men.
Lo, said Athena, I will see that no man shall know thee, for I will take the bright hair from thy head and make thine eyes dull. The suitor shall pay no attention to thee, neither will thy wife nor thy son. But go to the swineherd, where he dwells by the fountain. He is faithful to thee and to thy wife and son. Meanwhile, I will hasten to Sparta, to the house of Menelaus, to bring back thy son Telemachus, for he went thither seeking news of thee.